This is Dr. Rollington Ferguson dictating Admitting History and Physical on patient last name Simmons, S-I-M-M-O-N-S, first name Roselle, R-O-Z-E-L-L. The date of evaluation, 05-04-2025. The patient's place of service, Excel Skilled Nursing Facility. The chief complaint, the patient is a 69-year-old male with history of end-stage renal disease, dialyzed on Monday, Wednesdays, and Friday. The previous lumbar discitis at the L5 S1 level, who presented for acute on chronic low back pain, period. Patient was noted to have mild left lower extremity weakness on exam and some sensory loss, period. MRI had previously demonstrated a new acute discitis osteomyelitis at the L3-4 level and chronic discitis osteomyelitis at L5-S1. Patient was felt to require medical management and he was started on ceftriaxone/vancomycin on April 25, 2025, then switched to cefepime vancomycin on April 26th, period. The patient was felt to require 6 weeks of treatment and is anticipated to complete his treatment on June 6th, 2025, period. During the hospitalization, we had episode of bradycardia in the setting of hyperkalemia from misdialysis, period. He was discharged to the skilled nursing facility on April 28, 2025. Discharge diagnosis include 1. Acute osteomyelitis, discitis, D-I-S-C-I-T-I-S, L3-L4, continue cefepime and vancomycin for 6 weeks. Next number, severe hypoglycemia. Next number, unstable bradycardia. Next number, end-stage renal disease on hemodialysis. The patient further has history of substance use disorder. He endorses 1 to 2 dime bags of IV heroin per day and crack cocaine inhalation, period. He was placed on buprenorphine, that's buprenorphine, B-U-P-R-E-N-O-R-P-H-I-N-E, 8 milligrams sublingual BID. Patient further has history of severe emphysema. The medications at discharge, buprenorphine, 8 milligrams sublingual BID, cefepime 2-gram bed hemodialysis to be given at hemodialysis center until June 6, 2025. Vancomycin to be dosed with hemodialysis at hemodialysis center through June 6, 2025. Sevelamer, 1600 milligrams TID. Nicotine patch. Renal vitamin. Thiamine, 500 milligrams daily. The allergies, no non-drug allergies, family history, non-contributory, social history. As noted, he has history of polysubstance abuse, period. Review of systems, otherwise unremarkable. Retrospectively, he is identified as having a penicillin allergy, but was able to tolerate ceftriaxone, period. The physical examination, blood pressure 114/62, pulse 81, respiratory rate 18, weight 119 pounds, in general, patient appears cachectic, no acute distress, period. Oral cavity, he has poor dentition, cardiovascular, regular rate and rhythm, no S3, no murmurs noted, lungs clear to auscultation, GI, he has mild right upper quadrant tenderness. Neuro, he's alert, oriented. The impression, this is a 69-year-old male with one osteomyelitis/discitis, next number cachexia, next number history of hypoglycemia, next number end-stage renal disease, next number IV heroin use. Next number, history of heart failure with preserved ejection fraction. Next number, history of SVT. Patient was noted to have diarrhea. Subsequently, he was started on metronidazole, period. Patient is to continue metronidazole and repeat stool for C. difficile. Dr. Rollington Ferguson, ending dictation. Thank you.
Come on.